The Big Ten Conference Swimming and Diving Championships were in Bloomington, Indiana last week, with the hometown Hoosiers winning the tournament, followed by Michigan, Ohio State, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The Badgers were led by Beta Nelson, who set a new record in the 200 back, and she was named the top swimmer of the weekend. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. I'm delighted you're here. My name's Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can look us up online for more information, or if you'd like to give to support the show, at WWIB.com. Wisconsin senior Jess Unicum swam in six events at the Big Tens, and she's with me on the show today. So let's get the backstory on this backstroker. Jess, welcome. Tell us about your hometown there. You're from Gold Coast, Australia, south of Brisbane. And how did you end up here in Wisconsin swimming for the Badgers?
Yeah, I'm from the Gold Coast. It's an hour south of Brisbane. I guess the Gold Coast is pretty much a small Miami in Florida. It's a very beachy town. It's pretty large. There's about 700,000 people that live there. But I was recruited by Wisconsin back in end of 2014. And committed to swim here at the start of 2015 and started in August.
Mm-hmm. So when recruiters first dropped by to see you, did you even know where Wisconsin was?
Yeah, so I kind of had no idea where Wisconsin was before they contacted me, but they actually emailed my home coach and asked if I had ever considered coming over to the States to swim. They said that they'd been watching my times for about 12 months and that they were, contacting me to see if I wanted to swim for them. And honestly, like, I had no idea that anyone in Australia was watching my times, let alone anyone over here in America. After doing a little bit of research, and I actually met the coaches in Hawaii because we do an annual training trip in Hawaii every year. And it just so happened that my parents and I were going on a trip, like on a vacation there. So we organized to meet up with them. And that was the first time we met the coaches over there. And then about 2 months later, I committed. So
Gold Coast is a mild climate. How prepared or were you prepared to face this kind of winter?
I don't think so. We get obviously outfitted with winter coats and beanies and everything like that. But it was definitely a shock to the system how cold it gets up here. But I really like it. I love seeing all the snow on the ground. It's such a pretty campus, Madison. And it was definitely a shock, but I've enjoyed it, and it's been a fun experience. Mm-hmm.
Well, you grew up a few stones throw away from the beach. Were you kind of a fish as a kid?
So I swam all my life, both in the pool and also in the surf. I competed in surf life saving when I was younger, and then kind of gave that up a little bit and transferred more into swimming when I was about 15-ish, I think. Focused more on the swimming side of things. And I've been in the water my whole life, basically.
All right. You've obviously been born with a lot of God-given talent for this sport, but how much can you, refine that talent, shave a tenth of a second off here, half a second off there, off your times?
So I think that it all comes down to, the little things. Like, you can practice so much during the week, but I think that when you do the little things right during practice, whether that's not breathing off your walls and just practicing the little skills, that's definitely swimming is a very technical sport, so doing all those little things right is where some of the time gets shaved off.
Well, you and your teammates went to Indiana last week for the Big Tens. What are your thoughts about it and how you swam there?
It was a lot of fun. It wasn't quite the meet that I was hoping for in terms of times and rankings myself, but the team was just really happy, and we all had a great time. And I think that when we all kind of got behind each other, we all got really excited when each other had really fast swims, and I think that was what the meet was supposed to be about. It wasn't I wasn't supposed to focus on myself. It was all about the team and the team atmosphere, and that was what I really enjoyed about the week. It was just great to be there with the girls and for my last one, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and your teammate Beta Nelson had an incredible week. She set the new Big Ten record in the 200 backstroke. You competed in one of the relay teams with her. She was a swimmer of the week of the tournament. Your thoughts about what Beta did there?
Yeah, so Beta is just an amazing swimmer. She's also like a great teammate to be around. She really pushes us in the pool, and I think that seeing her swim, she wasn't quite as tapered as all of us because obviously we have NCAAs coming up here in a couple of weeks, so she hadn't really rested as much as the rest of us, but it was so exciting to see her swim as well as she did. And I just think that, we're just super excited to see her do that well and to see where she can go at NCAAs. So.
Yeah. And that'll be down in Texas in March. Michigan was favored, but they finished second behind home squad Indiana. Is there such a thing as home pool advantage?
I'm sure Indiana had more motivation being at home, and I think that it was definitely a surprise seeing them come out on top in the end. But since Michigan were the favorites. But, yeah, I think that they probably did have a little bit of probably motivation just because they've gotten second for the last 3 years in a row, and they were like, okay, it's our home field, like home pool, let's go out there and win it. So,
all right, University of Wisconsin senior swimmer Jess Unicum from Gold Coast, Australia, with us here on Sports and Commentary. Still a lot more to visit about here, Jess, so let's see if you can come back next time on the show, and we will talk more about the Big Tens and NCAAs, and also want to have you share a little bit about your story of finding Christ as your Savior and how that's made you a different person. So thanks for being here today. We'll talk soon. God bless you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.